this beautiful readings today. In the first reading, we have Prophet Jeremiah talking about men who are disparaging him. There's terror from every side. They're denouncing him. There are these angry men coming around him to capture him and to lead him to doom. But the Lord is at his side. It's a mighty hero who raises him up, who protects him, who liberates him. It's kind of this language, as we hear so often in the Old Testament by prophets, is very like reminiscent of the great act of salvation, liberation in the Old Testament when Moses led the people across the Red Sea. And then as they were moving across the Red Sea, there were bloodthirsty men coming after them, ready to capture them for their doom. And the Lord hurled the bloodthirsty men into the sea, as we hear by that famous hymn, as they cross the Red Sea, and Moses sings a hymn, and then Miriam, who was a prophetess in her own right, they sing, "Bloodthirsty men, you've hurled into the sea," or similar translation. It's this image of those who are seeking bloodshed against the Lord's people, against their will, they eventually come to doom. The great drama of the Passion is the opposite. See, Jesus here has these bloodthirsty people trying to stone him, but it's not his time. It's not his will. It's not. He's not willing to relent. He's too smart for them. Aren't we all sons of God? And then he escapes them. He doesn't allow it to happen. But at the Passion, he allows bloodthirsty men. He allows this evil, this violence to come upon himself by his own will. See, and then through that act, we are liberated. It's this opposite. And that's what we venerate at during the Passion. We come before it as people liberated because Jesus allowed himself to be crucified and died through the hands of bloodthirsty men, and in a terrible way. You know, he was in such a dramatic way that the new salvation that we have, which was foreshadowed in the Old Testament, you know, by these amazing acts of liberation, comes because Jesus allowed himself to have all the evil put upon himself and sin upon himself. So as we enter into Easter, we have a God who, we worship our God who allowed himself to take on suffering for our sake, be at the hands of bloodthirsty men so that we can liberate us from evil and sin. Amen.